Hey folks, welcome to Preschool Isaiah Zoltura. Today I'm going to be talking about the holy trinity of third generation K-pop, which is Mamu, BTS, and Blackpink. I'm gonna give a little introduction, then talk about what they're doing right now. And yes, I uploaded the episode late because, well, it's a long story. Nonetheless, I hope you enjoy. So I decided to squeeze in this segment because some people who may not be familiar with K-pop will not know what I'm talking about. So here are some of the terms that need some explaining. Number one, a visual. A visual is someone who gets more screen time in music videos, performance, etc. Though you have to be good looking to debut as a K-pop soloist or in a group, a company chooses visuals based on who fits the most Korean beauty standards. For example, Jisoo from Blackpink or Jin from BTS. And next up we have the terms main, lead, and sub. Anything main means you have more responsibility of your respective category. For example, if you are a main vocalist, that means you will take up most of the vocal lines in a song. And lead, though they do have a big responsibility as well, it's not as big as someone who is a main. And sub basically means you have the least responsibility of them all. So the first group we're going to talk about is Mamamoo. Mamamoo debuted on June 18, 2014. The members are Solar, Wee-in, Moonbyul, and Hwasa. They're under the label JYP Entertainment, and I think the thing that makes Mamamoo unique is their empowerment, the rare feminism that we get to see in K-pop girl groups, and their confidence, of course. But other than that, they're also known as the queens of harmonizing. Solar, who goes for a more fuller sound, is excellent at belting and I would say the best vocalist in Mamamoo. Next up, we have Hwasa, who has a more husky sound to her. Wee-in, who sounds very angelic to me, and Moonbyul, though she has very little vocal training and is mainly known as a rapper, has a more soft approach to vocals. And I think she has more potential there. Although the rap category is where she truly shines. She is one of the fastest K-pop female rappers out there, and she's truly at her best when she is rapping. Now let's move on to the positions. Solar is the main vocalist, leader, and visual of the group. Hwasa is the lead rapper, lead vocalist, and mangnae of the group. Wee-in is the lead vocalist and lead dancer. Moonbyul is the main rapper, main dancer, and sub-vocalist. I think the two positions that I would like to change in this whole group are Wee-in's. I feel like Wee-in should not be lead dancer nor lead vocalist. I think Wee-in and Moonbyul's dancing skills are at the same level, and I don't see any point in putting her in lead. The same goes for her vocals. Wee-in being the second best vocalist in the group, I think it's time for JYP to upgrade her positions, though I know that does not happen very commonly in K-pop. So Mamamoo has been on a hiatus for a pretty long time. Their last mini album, Wow, didn't blow up as much. I think it came out last year. And they have been releasing solo projects which have been getting a lot of critical and commercial acclaim. Like Maria by Hwasa, the mini album by Solar, which was Spit It Out, Lunatic by Moonbyul, Watercolor by Wee-in, and a bunch of other solo projects. But I really need to see them get back together before Wee-in leaves in 2023. When I found out about that news, I was very sad, but I do feel happy for her because it's been a long time since Mamamoo has been active. They've debuted in 2014 and they're gonna reach their 9-year anniversary in 2023. And I think Solar said that they were gonna have a full album this year. I hope the comeback is big. I hope the best for them. And truly, Mamamoo is a very, very unique group. They are truly performers and they are one of the best girl groups I've ever seen. So next up we have BTS. Guys, I have been waiting the longest time to talk about them, but I couldn't get myself to make an episode. Anyways, let's introduce them. They've debuted on 13 June 2013. The members are RM, Jin, Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, V, and Jungkook. They're under the label Big Hit Music / Hybe Labels. I don't know why they changed their name, but I'm still going to call them Big Hit. Their style is hip-hop, rock, pop, and R&B. Now let's review their vocals, shall we? First up, we have Jin, who is my bias. He has silver vocals, you guys. It is really earthy, but it still has a very silver polish to it. And you can clearly hear how much effort he puts into his vocals. Next up, we have J-Hope, who goes for a very sort of lower register, soft, soothing vocal, which is pretty similar to his rap deliveries. Jimin has a very unique, high-pitched tone. You either love it or you hate it. I personally, it's not my preferred tone, but I don't have a problem with it. V, for another time, I'm telling you, V does not have a husky sound. He has a deep sound. There's a very big difference between husky and deep. And he is a baritone, which is very exciting because we barely see any baritones in the music industry, be it either Western pop or K-pop. It's full of sopranos, you guys. And JK, for me, is an all-rounder. There's literally nothing he can do. And that's all I have to say about that. Now let's move on to the rap line. RM is very lyric-centered. He has very deep lyricism that makes a rap his. For Suga, we all know it's all about the flow. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go listen to Dechwita and you'll know. And for J-Hope, it's all about delivery. Seriously, he has one of the best deliveries, rap deliveries I've ever seen. And I don't want to go too much into the dance category, but I'm just going to talk about Jin and Suga because, well, they are being slept on. Suga especially. I mean, nowadays, no one talks about Suga's dancing skills. Have you seen On? If you've seen On in the dance break, I had my eyes peeled on Yoongi. And for Jin, everyone's saying that he is a bad dancer. I completely disagree. I think one of his best performances were in Black Swan. Now let's move on to the positions. RM is the leader, main rapper of the group. Jin is the lead vocalist and main visual. Suga is the lead rapper and producer. J-Hope is the sub-vocalist, lead rapper, and main dancer. Jimin is the lead vocalist and main dancer. V is the lead vocalist. and lead dancer, I think. JK is the main vocalist, lead dancer, sub rapper, face of the group, and Mangnae. Now, I have some opinions about this. Everyone's saying Jin should have been upgraded to main vocalist. I don't completely agree with that. I do agree that Jin should get more lines, but I'm not so sure about giving Jin the main vocal line, because most of BTS songs are really not that much made for his voice. And Suga, I was shocked to see when he was given the position of lead rapper, because he definitely has proved that he deserved to be the main rapper. And as for JK, it has written that he is a sub rapper, yet I've never ever heard him rap in any of the BTS songs or performances. Now let's talk about Proof. So in the album CD/vinyl, the first CD has all the title tracks. The second CD has a bunch of their solo songs. I think it's two from each member. And in the third CD, we have unreleased songs / demos. And they performed Yet to Come and For Youth at Mnet and SBS. I watched all four of the performances. I watched the Mnet ones 20 minutes after they were uploaded, but the SBS live stream was so long. It took so long to get to BTS. But yeah, I watched that. I watched all the fan cams and stuff. And it's pretty exciting to see them back on stage. Now let's talk about Yet to Come and Run BTS. The song gives me very Spring Day vibes, but the music video, though it has a lot of Spring Day references, it gives very Save Me. The whole isolated on the ground thing, it is very Save Me. And Run BTS, it was hard to digest from the first listen, but the second time I listened to it, I was obsessed. We finally found a rock song that was fit for Jin and Jimin's vocals and Jin's ad-libs, Jin high note. It was everything. And yes, of course, we need to talk about the hiatus. Everyone's making a big deal out of it. It's not like they do it every time. And they're not completely disappearing. J-Hope's going to headline Lollapalooza in a couple of months. We're having J-Hope's full album, Suga's full album, Jin's hinting at acting, and Jimin has a couple of singles ready for us. It's all gonna be fine, you guys. I don't know why everyone's freaking out. Now let's talk about my favorite songs. My favorite BTS song ever right now is Save Me. The solo tracks, however, hit harder for me, which are Moon by Jin, Epiphany by Jin, Stay Alive by JK, which was produced by Suga. JK's vocals plus Suga's perfection, it's a masterpiece. It's so underrated. It was just released at the wrong time with no promotion. I'm looking at you, HYBE. And yes, Filter by Jimin. And it's Even If I Die, It's You, or it's also known as It's Definitely You. This is a Taejin collab, and I forgot to mention my ships. So I ship Taejin and Soaps. Taejin is my ultimate ship. Right now, everyone's shipping Taekook, but Taekook for me, they're more like best friends. Taejin is more real to me. But other than Taejin, I ship Soap. And yeah, these are the only four people I ship. And Even If I Die, It's You, it is very underrated. It's from the drama that Tae starred in, which was Hwarang. I watched all the episodes. And the next song is Daechwita by Yoongi himself, obviously. So the third and final group we're going to talk about today is Blackpink. Blackpink debuted on August 8, 2016. The members are Jennie, Jisoo, Rosé, and Lisa. They're under the label YG Entertainment, and their style is EDM, pop, and hip-hop. Now that we have their introduction down, let's talk about their vocals. Jisoo, the oldest member of the group, has a smoky, matte tone to her with a sort of dark color. Her voice also adds a sense of uniqueness to the group. Jennie, as we know, is all known for her control. If I were to describe Jennie's voice, it would be really punchy but really innocent at some times. Next up we have Rosé, the golden voice of Korea. She is, I think, in my opinion, the best vocalist in Blackpink. She has a very corally tone, has a wide range, and has a really good sense of pitch, which fits her being the main vocalist. And last but certainly not the least, we have Lisa. As we know, she is known as the sub vocalist, which means she doesn't sing as much, but she has a very light and soft tone, similar to Mamamoo's Moonbyul. Now let's talk about the rap line. Jennie is amazing, but she needs more raps. Because there's no point of making her the main rapper if you're not gonna give her lines. Lisa is great as always, and Jisoo has a lot of potential in the rap category. Now, I won't talk about all of the dancers, but there's one person whose dance I particularly need to talk about is Jisoo. She is dubbed as the worst dancer of Blackpink. I personally don't think so. And yes, she used to be the most underdeveloped dancer in the group, but now she has proved that she can dance like no other. And I think the dance steps that she truly shines in is the body rolls. I think she has the best body rolls in the group for me. Now let's talk about the positions. Jisoo is the lead vocalist, main visual, and I think the leader of the group. Some people are saying Jisoo is the leader, some people are saying Blackpink doesn't have a leader. I think I'm going to go with Jisoo being the leader. Jennie is the main rapper and lead vocalist. Rosé is the lead dancer and main vocalist. Lisa is the main dancer, sub vocalist, lead rapper, and maknae of the group. Again, I would not like to change Jisoo's position of lead vocalist, but I do think she needs to get more lines because she is being treated as a sub-vocalist at this point. And Jennie is the main rapper and lead vocalist. Again, there's no point in making Jennie the main rapper if she's not gonna get rap lines. And I do think some companies favor centers more than main vocalists, because if you see in songs, Jennie gets more vocal lines than Rosé. And Rosé is the main vocalist, so this is not how it should work. And Rosé, being the lead dancer and main vocalist, I wouldn't change a thing about it. The same for Lisa. So the only thing happening in the fandom right now is us awaiting for the comeback. I talk about it in more detail in my previous episode, I link it down below. And though we have gotten a little bit of information, which is that the comeback is gonna happen in July or August, between the 2 months, we're gonna have a full album, you guys. I hope it's more than 8 songs. I just don't understand how YG called an EP of 8 songs a full album. It just doesn't click right to me. And they're gonna have a world tour. I know their YG is not gonna let them come to India. Even if they do, I don't have, it's gonna be very, very expensive. And even if I have the money, the tickets were gonna be sold out in 2 seconds max. So let's not hope to, you know, go to a Blackpink concert. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please be sure to follow, favorite, or subscribe according to your listening platform so you can get more episodes like this. If you're on Spotify, please follow, turn on the notifications, and comment down the statement down below. And please be on the lookout for the part 2. We're going to talk about the 4 Generation Holy Trinity, which are groups like TXT and ITZY. Now, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Wednesday.